Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, let's just check in on the weather because we've got another storm set to hit tonight, the fourth nor'easter of the season. And joining us now is WBUR's meteorologist David Epstein. He's with us via Skype. Hello, David.
Hello, Meghna.
All right, so what's in the forecast?
Well, we've got the precipitation now breaking out across the south coast. So the good news for those folks headed home out of Boston, if you're headed north or west, no real weather problems. There could be a little bit of precipitation beginning here towards the end of the commute. But basically, this is a good situation because most of the snow falls overnight tonight. Generally, I'm looking at 5 to as much as 9 inches around and south of Boston as you get north, 2 to 5 inches. So the Pike about, and again, you know, you got to give me a little leeway on these things, is about the 2 to 5 inch zone. So the further north you get, certainly there's going to be less. So that 5 inch amount should be somewhere along the Mass Pike. And then as you get south of the Mass Pike, we'll start moving upward. The most snow may fall in a line from Providence over to Plymouth and down through the canal in that little zone right there, just because temperatures will be cold enough for snow. And then as you get to the Outer Cape, it'll be a little too warm, so they'll have less snow.
Well, any concern about power outages, coastal flooding? We've seen that in the past couple storms.
We've got some minor coastal flooding definitely likely during the time of high tide, which occurs at about 3 o'clock, give or take an hour tomorrow morning, depending on your favorite beach. So there will be some minor to moderate coastal flooding. But again, we're not looking at a major situation here. In terms of power outages, winds are going to be quite gusty along the coastline, mostly southeastern Mass, but even from Boston up through Gloucester, Cape Ann, and as you move up towards Portsmouth, New Hampshire, in that area, winds will be gusting over 30. With the heavy wet nature of the snow, there can be some scattered power outages, but hopefully we're going to stay under the threshold to really have widespread power outages. There may be pockets down towards interior southeastern Mass, just to the west of Route 2, where we see the most snow and the wet snow and the wind, and that's where I think we're most vulnerable for those power outages.
Well, WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. David, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon.